You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Well, welcome back. It's good to see you here on Sunday, joining with your local church. If you're joining us for the first time, I'm really excited for you to hear today's message. I believe it's going to just deposit something that God has for you out of His Word, out of the Bible. Well, today's message is called Righteousness 101. As Naomi and I were talking through the week, she mentioned how amazing my message was last week on practicing righteousness and also the practical applications that came from it. And I, of course, was very humble and went out of my way to practice righteousness and acknowledge that the author and perfecter and finisher of my faith and righteousness is the Lord Jesus Christ and my Savior. But in reflecting on my message from last week, I decided that it was necessary to teach on what righteousness is. And like all good movies, it's imperative to have a prequel. Prequels tell you what the backstory is. They help you understand why the outcomes are what they are. So today's message is called Righteousness 101, the prequel for practicing righteousness. And I truly believe that today's message, it is going to help you to get a backstory on what righteousness is, but even more so on who righteousness is and why the outcomes are what they are for us as followers of Jesus. So to start the prequel right, it's important for us to establish a baseline of what righteousness is in our current understanding, but also what it means biblically as well. So we're going to look for a moment to the dictionary today just so we can get an understanding of what our current understanding of righteousness is. And so the dictionary definition of righteousness is being morally right or justified, being virtuous, excellent, or genuine. And it's worth noting that base word of righteous is right, and it's about being true or correct and to restore to a normal or correct state. And see, the spiritual implication of that for us is that God wants to restore us to our correct original state, our right state with Him. He wants us to be the righteousness of God, the children of God. That's His heart for each and every single one of us. And I want us just to take a moment to look at some of the descriptive words that will help us understand righteous and righteousness just that little bit more. So that word righteousness, the quality of being morally right or justifiable from a dictionary point of view, but some of the words that go with it. And let's read through some of these. Goodness, virtue, virtuousness, decency, integrity, worthiness, honesty, honor, innocence, sinlessness, purity, good, upright, upstanding, worthy, ethical, principled, just, honest, innocent, faultless, honorable, blameless, guiltless, irreproachable, sinless, uncorrupted, pure, perfect. All words that fit under the banner of righteous and righteousness. See, based on my message last week, practicing righteousness, the picture became very, very clear from the Word of God that God has given anybody who believes in Him and believes that His Son came to restore us into relationship with Him, it became very, very clear that God gives us, wants to give us, a gift of righteousness through Jesus. And you find that in Romans 5, 17 to 19, if you haven't seen last week's message. See, this gift of righteousness is a result of accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. God gives you a gift of righteousness. And Ephesians 2, 8 to 9 puts it like this out of the New King James Version. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. And I want to encourage you that when God gives you the gift of righteousness, it's not because you've done something special. It's because He did something special He loves you so much that he sent his son, and we're saved through faith. Our righteousness is not a self-righteousness. It's given when we receive Jesus, amen. And so today, if we boast about anything, it's in Christ, amen. If we boast about anything, it's about us, the salvation that he gave to us and the grace that he has for each and every single one of us. That's right. If you're watching today, I want you to know God has grace for you. He loves you so much that he sent Jesus. So for us as believers in Jesus today, it's imperative to keep front and foremost that our salvation and righteousness, our right standing with God is from him. Not allowing ourselves to become self-righteous and boast in our accomplishments or by comparing ourselves to others or trying to make ourselves better than others by the actions that we do or we don't do. No, that's not where our salvation comes from, and it's not where our righteousness comes from. You don't need to be better than somebody else. Jesus has made a way for each and every single one of us. I don't want to focus on this morning, but I feel like it's important for us to understand this. See, the dictionary definition of self-righteous is a simple one. It's about having or being characterized by a certainty, especially an unfounded certainty, that one is totally correct or morally superior. I think it's important for us to understand that, amen? So some descriptive words around self-righteous. Holier than thou, self-satisfied, smug, complacent, too good to be true. Pious, which means religious, moralizing, being superior, being hypocritical, and a beautiful word that I came across, Pharisaic, making yourself righteous by law and then imposing law onto others. I don't want to focus on that, but it's important for us to understand that those things do not fit into the gift of righteousness that God gave you. Those things are not a picture. Those religious, bound up things are not a picture of the goodness and mercy and righteousness that God has given to his church. For some of you, that will be the most amazing thing that you've heard today because you're like, awesome, my measuring stick is those things don't fit into the righteousness of God. For others, you may be hearing that going, well, aren't I meant to judge others? Aren't I meant to hold people like my brothers and sisters accountable to the righteousness that God has for them? No, that's the Holy Spirit's job. That's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. He doesn't need us to do the job of the Holy Spirit. He needs us to love each other. He needs us to encourage each other and lift each other up. So as followers of Jesus, we reject imposing law on people and trying to be morally superior than others. No, our measure of righteousness is found in the fact that God's grace is sufficient for us to become more and more like Christ every day. That's where we find ourselves. We reject imposing law on others as followers of Jesus. So today, what is righteousness? Well, righteousness is a characteristic that not only belongs to God, but is God. He is righteous. He is perfect and pure in every aspect. It's not a thing, it's him. Righteousness is not a thing, it's him. And this is why the Bible says that righteousness is a wonderful gift from God. In Romans 5, 17 to 19, and I want to encourage you today, the gift that he gives, righteousness, is himself. The gift that he gives us is himself, amen. The righteousness that you carry is God himself. When he sees you, he sees the righteousness of Jesus. In Psalm 119:37, this is what it says,
O Lord, you are righteousness, and your regulations are fair. In Psalm 145, 17, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. He is righteous. O Lord, you are righteous, and your regulations are fair. To be concise today, just to narrow it down for each and every single one of us, righteousness is a gift received through salvation. And righteousness is God, and it's his character and his nature. If you were to put some words together to explain the righteousness of God, the expression of God's righteousness as a follower of Jesus looks something like each of us expressing the nature of God. Nature being the character, the attitude of God, the action of God. We're expressing the conduct of God and his righteousness through our actions. And expressing the commands of God. What are the commands of God? It's the word of God. We express the word of God through our life and our actions and our conduct and our nature and our attitudes. See, righteousness is centered on the attributes and character of God. And I want to encourage you, it's unobtainable through any personal efforts. It's only through Jesus that we receive the gift of righteousness. You know, to carry the character and the nature of God, we're called to turn our backs on all humanistic conventions and selfish ambition and instead commit to the ways of Jesus. You know, the very antidote, the very cure for humanity is salvation through Jesus. And when we have salvation through Jesus, God puts righteousness and right standing into our hearts. I want to encourage you with this today. Righteousness is not about being morally superior and holding others to account of it. I'll say that again. Righteousness is not about being morally superior and holding others to an account of it. Anyone can try and be morally superior when people can see you. But what about in the moments that people can't see you? What about in those secret places? Are you still holding together your moral superiority? Now forget about those ways. Those ways aren't the ways of Jesus. Those selfish ambitions of trying to prove who you are. Who you are when you receive Jesus is a child of God. And that's enough. And God gives you the gift of righteousness. See, righteousness, it's a magnificent gift from God to every person through Christ's act of love to us. I'm just simplifying some things today. I'm praying today that religious mindsets are breaking off every single one of us. So take away one for you today as you're taking notes, as you're reflecting on God's righteousness. Take away one. God is righteous. God gives us righteousness by giving the gift of salvation through Jesus. I want to encourage you that God gives us himself so that we can action the characteristics, the attributes, the nature, and the word of God. God gives us himself, Jesus. Let's talk a little bit more about the righteousness of God. Just making it super clear today, because of the death and the resurrection of Christ, God has perfected and fulfilled his promise to all humanity. And as a result of this, anyone who believes in Jesus is made right with God. Romans 3, verse 22 and 23 says this, "This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." I want to encourage you today. This righteousness is a gift through faith in Jesus Christ. How do you achieve righteousness? By accepting Jesus Christ through faith. This is how you get righteousness in your life. You don't have to run around doing more and more and more and more and making yourself busier and busier and busier. No, that's not the way to achieve righteousness. It's through faith that righteousness is accounted to you through Jesus. Jesus Christ is the perfect righteousness of God, and he's revealed for us. It's in our faith in him that we're led to receive the righteousness of God. Can I encourage you today? If you're keeping yourself busy because you feel like if I'm busier for Jesus, or if I'm busier for my family, or I'm busier for my boss, then God's going to favor me more, I want to encourage you today. God couldn't favor you any more than he has now. God couldn't account any more righteousness to you than he has already. He has given himself to you. Jesus resides in your heart, and the righteousness of God came with him. That's who you are. That's who you are. Everything else, put it by the wayside. You don't have to do things to achieve righteousness. You just have to have faith that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. So, what does righteousness mean for Christians today? I think it's really important for us to understand that. What does it mean for you to carry the nature, character, attitude, and word of God? Because the thing is, it's one thing for us to know what righteousness is and who righteousness is, but what do we do with that as Christians? How do we carry the nature? How do we carry the character? How do we carry the attitude and the word of God? Well, what are some examples of the character and nature of God's righteousness that we're called to carry and activate? Let's have a look at the word of God today. These are just some of them. This is not all of them. These are just some of them I wanted to highlight for each and every single one of us today. What does it look like to carry the character and nature and righteousness of God? First one's this, justice. I spoke about this last week, but I want to bring it up again. Proverbs 31 verse 9. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice. This is part of the character and heart of God. Second one, goodness. Psalms 34 verse 8 says this, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. God is good. The righteousness of God has goodness in it. And I want to encourage you that God wants you to taste the righteousness of God. Taste the goodness of God. Carry the goodness of God. Let the character and nature of God overcome you and come out through you. Third one, part of the holiness and that was part of the character and nature of God that God wants us to carry through his righteousness is holiness. 1 Peter chapter 1, 13 to 16 says, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to all who... Jesus Christ revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires that you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. God wants us to carry his holiness. He wants us to be holy because he is holy. He wants that to overflow through our character, through our nature, through our attitude, through our actions. So knowing that the character and nature of God is who righteousness is, what does the word of God say for us to do? When we know that he's called us to carry things like justice and goodness and holiness, what does the word of God say for us to do? Well, this is a really simple one for us today. You would have read this scripture so many times. You would have heard this scripture so many times. Matthew 6, 33. Some of you can recall it as soon as I say it. This is what it says for us to do. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. I want to encourage you today. If your life has been consumed with seeking out other things attaining other things because you think that it's going to bring some type of righteousness to your life, or even just bring some type of peace to your life, or even just this constant idea of getting is going to like prop you up and make yourself feel better. The Word of God, if you want to carry the nature, the character, the attitude, the actions of God, God calls us to do these things, to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Then all these things will be added to your life. Also says in 1 Timothy 6:11, it says this, "But you, Timothy, are a man of God. So run from all these evil things, pursue righteousness and a godly life, along with faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness." Can I encourage you? This life of righteousness. We got given a gift of righteousness at salvation, but we got to do something with it. We have to action it on a daily basis. We have to use the gift of righteousness that came at salvation and activate it in our life. Pursue righteousness and a godly life is what it says, along with faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. I want to encourage you, as you pursue righteousness, the fruit of the Spirit will begin to overflow in your life. As you pursue righteousness, the fruit of the Spirit will overflow into your family around you. The fruit of the Spirit will overflow into your workplace. The fruit of the Spirit will overflow into your emotions as you pursue righteousness. Pursue and seek righteousness. And finally today, I just want to encourage each and every single one of us that there is a promise for each of us who choose to pursue and seek and activate the gift of righteousness of God in our life. This is what it says in Matthew 5, verse 6. "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." As you pursue righteousness, as you seek first His kingdom, as you hunger and thirst for that righteousness, as you activate it in your life, you will be filled to overflowing. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. Be filled with righteousness. I want to encourage you. What does it look like when we are filled to full and overflowing with God's righteousness? Our character changes. Our nature changes. What comes out of our mouth changes, because no longer are we speaking out of opinion or falsehood, but we're speaking out of the Word of God. Justice overflows out of our life. Goodness overflows out of our life. Holiness overflows out of our life. The attributes of God, the character and nature of God, overflow out of our life. So I don't know about you today, but I want that. Like, is that something that you want? Do you want the justice and the goodness and the holiness and the character and the nature of God to overflow out of your life? Well, if you're in agreement with me today, let's pursue the righteousness that God has given us. Let's activate the gift of righteousness that He gave us. Let's activate His character. Let's activate His nature. Let's activate who He is in us. Let's pursue holiness because He is holy. He has made us holy. Amen. That's the gift that is given to each and every single one of us. In a moment, we're just going to have a moment of reflection. I'm believing that God is going to just spark something in your spirit that overflows into your emotions, that overflows into your actions, and you're just going to pursue the righteous gift that God has on your life. But before we do that today, and if you don't know Jesus personally, if you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you don't know what it is to be in a perfect, beautiful relationship with God, if you haven't been given the gift of righteousness through faith, I want to encourage you today that God sent Jesus to make a way for you to be in perfect relationship with Him. Because of the cross, because of the burial, because of the resurrection, you now have the perfect opportunity to have relationship with God. That's how much God loves you. Sent His Son. And because of that, you can be made righteous. You can be made holy. You can be made perfect in God. All it takes for us is to turn to Jesus, to turn from our own ways, to turn from our own self-righteousness, our own selfish ambition, and turn to Jesus, because everything that we need is found in Him. You know, it says in Romans 10 verse 9 that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And I want to encourage each of you today, if you don't know Jesus, you never prayed a prayer to receive Jesus in your heart, or maybe you did a long time ago and you've been kind of doing your own thing, walking off on your own journey, living life how you choose to, can I encourage you today? Pray this prayer after me. The whole church, as we're in lounge rooms across the region and across the people watching from interstate today, let's just pray the prayer together. Let's pray the prayer of receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Can you pray after me? Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you that you sent Jesus to die on a cross, to be buried, and rise again. I choose today to turn from my own ways. I surrender my life before you. I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that you raised Jesus. From this day on, I'm following Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you pray that prayer for the first time, I'm so excited for you. Can I encourage you? Get in contact with us. There'll be a link on your screen, gc.org.au/first steps. You can find out about what to do next and your first steps of following Jesus, but also get in contact with us. If you live from outside of the state and you don't have a local church, can I encourage you to get in contact with us, because we want to connect you with one. If you live outside the greater Geelong area, can get in contact with us. We would love to connect you with a life-giving, spirit-filled church that's going to encourage you to follow Jesus.